Good evening, members, members of the public, and welcome to our meeting of the North West Area Planning Committee. Item number one is Chairman's notices. The first of which is that I'm actually going to add an item 4A after the disclosure of interest, which is going to be Mr. Lee giving us a quick verbal update on the effect of the adopted LDP on development management. Apart from that, we have the sound recording of meeting. The meeting is being sound recorded, and members of the public attending with a view to speak are deemed to have given permission to be included in the recording. Fire. In the event of a fire, a siren will sound. There are exit green signs, marked exits. We'll be heading down those. You can follow us. We just wait in front of the council offices. There's no drill plan that I know of, so if it happens, it's likely to be real. Please be advised to the different levels of flooring within the chamber. There are steps behind the main horseshoe as well as to the side of the room. And meetings held in the chamber are being monitored and recorded by CCTV. So next item is apologies for absence.
No, just from Councillor Keyes.
It's just Councillor Keyes, thank you. Minutes of the last meeting, members. Can I take these as... That sounds horrible. Can we do anything about that? Okay, we'll try that. Thank you, Councillor White. Right, minutes, members. Can I take these as read?
Yes, agreed.
And are they any queries or corrections?
No.
Then we'll take those as agreed. Thank you. Next is disclosure of interest. I have to read this bit. To disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interest, other pecuniary interests or non-pecuniary interests relating to items of business on the agenda having regard to paragraph 6 to 8 inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members. And members are reminded they're also required to disclose any such interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise. So members, Council, Mrs. Channer.
The Chairman, non-pecuniary member of Essex County Council, because they're consulted on matters of access, parking and highway safety, and some of the reports refer to the Essex Design Guide.
Thank you, Mrs. Channer. Councillor Durham.
I'm sorry, Chairman. Again, a non-pecuniary interest on the basis that I'm a member of Essex County Council and will therefore have an interest in any matters pertaining to that authority.
Anyone else? Then there's only me. I'm not sure it actually counts, but I am a member of Tolson Knights Parish Council, which is, if it's anything, it's non-pecuniary. So now we have item 4A, Mr. Lee, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I will make this brief, members, but just point of clarity. As I'm sure you're all aware, the LDP has now been adopted. We've heard back from central government, and what that means is that because of the rather long process that we've been in, which I won't revisit, it is adopted instantly. It is given to us, and it is now our development. Our local development plan is now our document, and the Maldron replacement local plan, which policies we previously have been working towards, no longer exists. It's no longer a material consideration or part of the development plan when determining applications. Obviously, some questions probably arise to how this changes the process for yourselves. To a certain extent, obviously, officers' reports have always, since the LDP was originally submitted, given substantial weight to those policies. So the thrust of them and the weight that we've given to them is consistent and to a certain extent won't really alter. But obviously they are now our development plan, so should be given total weight rather than just being a material weight of central consideration. And where previously there may have been some conflict or some difference between the proposed policies as submitted and our adopted policies, that falls away because we only have the LDP policies to consider. However, members must be aware that legislation is clear that decision makers must determine applications in accordance with the development plan unless material considerations indicate otherwise. So just like with any application, whether it was last month or any time when any of you have been elected members, when looking at an application you must be able to show demonstrable harm and you must take into account relevant material considerations. So previous decisions will still be material consideration, So areas where we may have previously allowed a dwelling and now a new application comes forward, it may, although it may be conscious policy, it's not simple just to say we automatically will not be able to refuse it, for example, but we will be able to defend our position much stronger because the policy is now adopted, and alongside that we have the five-year land supply. So in those sort of situations we should be in a stronger position. But I don't know if members have got any specific questions or anything, but obviously if there's any queries during the meeting about anything, obviously more than welcome to ask me then. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Right, that takes us to item 5, which is our first application. There are no members of the public to speak. We do have the Office of Presentation in a moment, but I'm going to have a slight change of plan. Instead of everybody having a go at everything, I'm going to ask the ward members for their views and an opposing view or different view, should there be one. And then pretty much anyone who's got something to add, rather than go around everyone mostly pretty much agreeing with something someone else has already said. So, fair warning and presentation, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, members. The application that's presented to members this evening is an application, is actually a resubmission following a recent refusal for the retention of a boundary wall and pillar at the front of 16 Blacksmiths Lane in Wickham Bishops. Here we have the application site. And here we have the plan showing the block plan, and this is the wall in question. Here we have elevation plans of the front wall, and the wall, in the previous application when it was refused, the wall came up to here, which was 1.5 metres in height, but now this has been reduced to 1 metre, with the pillars at 1 metre, and this wall here at 75 centimetres. In the previous application, the pillars that hold the gate is at 1.55 metres, and in this current application, this will still be the same at 1.55 metres. Here we have, this is the plan showing the previous issue scheme, and as I just said, it was originally at 1.55 in height. And here we have the photo of the street scene of the gate and the boundary wall. Whilst the overall design and style of the enclosure detracts from the character and appearance of the area, given its fallback position where much of the wall can be constructed under permitted development, that's 1 metre in height adjacent to the highway, in this instance, not consider that the gate and the pillars at 0.55 metres higher than the permitted development rights, that the gates and pillars are not considered to be harmful to justify refusal in this instance, and as such it's been recommended for an approval. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. As I said, no one to speak, so Ward Member, Councillor Bass.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Yes, I mean, this application first came before us showing an in and out drive with two gates, and then the applicant decided to build it as was shown in the original drawing with everything over the permitted metre high. And this is, as the planning officer quite rightly says, a fallback position. But can I ask what materials are now being used between the pillars above the brickwork? Because at the present time they're timber. Well, I understood that there was to be railings, yeah. Which I...
Through you, Chairman. As you can see here, this is what is in situ at the moment.
Correct.
And this application is partially retrospective in nature. If we go, and obviously this is what has previously been looked at. But actually, if you look at the current proposal, they're actually lowering the pillars down to 1 metre, and there is the only remaining part that will be above 1 metre is these two pillars here, and they support the gate. So as you can see, if we go back to the photo, sorry about this, as you can see here, reality would be that this would be lowered down to 1 metre across here roughly to this part from this pillar the gate and this pillar, and then it would come down again. So it'd be nothing.
With respect, Mr. Lee, you haven't answered my question. What is the material to be used between the pillars? Currently, on that photograph, is wood. Horizontal wooden slabs.
So can you bring that here?
In the application, it's in front of us. I know exactly what's there. I go by it every day. It's what's in the application. What is the material between the pillars?
Nothing.
There is no pillars as part of the proposed application.
So what you're saying is because everything is below a metre other than the gatepost, we can't consider it?
Well, there is nothing, to a certain extent. Obviously, the fallback position is that this would all be permitted development. But what I mean is there are no pillars here, so there is nothing to go in between them because there is no pillars anymore.
There are pillars. They're still there. If you look at the original application...
I'm really confused by
that. And the picture, if you like... Could you put the picture up again?
I don't think he means pillars, he means posts, but essentially the same. What is between the posts?
Let's go back down, go down again and look at the top picture.
Councillor, Mrs. Channel, while we're...
I'm sorry, Madam Chairman, I haven't had clarification yet.
You'll get it, trust me.
Good.
Well, the report says... the planning commission saw, it's in 3.1.2, is for the erection of front boundary treatment comprising of rendered walls and pillars with planting on top. So there's got to be something that allows the planting. That's what I've got from the report, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Right. Have we got an answer
for
Councillor
Bass? Dear Chairman, if members are talking about these pillars here, they are to be removed as part of the application. So there will not be...
Reduced.
Yeah, they are to be reduced to under 1 metre.
If you can see... Sorry, members. Is it registered?
Obviously, that's not clear because it's showing a slatting.
That's not... Dear Chairman, the materials on site are part of the application are proposed to be the same as in situ. I know that... See, this appears slightly different, but that's not part of the application. There's any changes to that.
Well, I'm sorry, can we just go back to that first picture showing the existing layer? Let's forget about the gates and the supporting pillars of the gates, because they're over 1 metre. You know about that. But if we look to the right of the gates on that left, top left picture, it shows four pillars and a brick built base between those pillars, and above those pillars is some slatted wood. Now, from the application, I'm unable to decide what is between those pillars. I accept they're under 1 metre, so we could probably forget the whole thing because we can't enforce it. But I'd just like to know, because has the material, the brick material, between the pillars been removed, or is it to remain? Because that's not clear on the application. This shows lines.
Mm. Yeah.
Go back to the application form now. Right now. That's what's there now. That's what's there now. What are those... What's that slatted thing mean? What is that material between the pillars?
Well, it's walls. It says that in the application, yeah.
It's walls.
It's a bad drawing, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, you know, the parish council are very concerned for this, and this is why it's here. It is out of keeping, but I understand that once the pillars have been reduced to less than a metre, they come out of our terms of enforcement. And the only thing we're effectively giving way to is the height of the gate and the height of the gate pillars, which are in excess of 1 metre. So that is effectively what the application is about.
It is.
I have said I may come in. I didn't actually mind the previous design, and I certainly don't have a problem with this design myself. It's committed development other than the gate, so I'm fine with it.
Councillor Durham, do you have the same view? Or?
Well, Chairman, I know exactly where Councillor Bass is coming from, because the drawings are very confusing. You can see from the previous drawing that was refused that there is a solid block between the pillars at the bottom, and then now there is the slatted, which gives the impression that that's all going to be timber. Mm-hmm. However, as Councillor Chandler has rightly said, at 3.1.2, it does actually state rendered walls and pillars with planting on top and a timber gate. So one is making the assumption there will be, they will retain the rendered brick with a trough on the top for planting. If that is the case, I'm quite happy with that.
Councillor Mrs Chandler.
Just to point out, I did read from the report, Madam Chairman, but then when I read back to the front, it says resubmission of retrospective plan equation for a new fence to the front elevation. So that's probably where Councillor Bust is coming from, because we've got different descriptions.
It does.
I'm from the front, and then we move to walls in the report.
So is it a fence or is it a wall?
I think I could come back, Madam Chairman. I think the problem with this is that it is, as the officer says, totally out of keeping. And this is an attempt to bring it in. Rather than bring it in keeping, the applicant has reduced the height of it to drop it out of the planning system. But what I'm concerned about is the overall appearance of it, because the side boundaries of this property with its two neighbours have horizontal timber slatting, which is totally out of keeping. There's nothing like it in the village that I've seen, to be honest. And one of the biggest objections of the parish council was this slatted timber horizontal fencing, whereas everybody else's fencing is vertical. But having said that, from what the explanation I've been given, it is right, we're now going to see the metal, rendered brick or rendered block work of the which was there now to retain the top part of the pillars reduced, and as Councillor Durham says, hopefully a box with shrubs on it. If that's what's going to happen, I'm fine, but I'm a little bit worried about these drawings. But
is there a contrary view? Anyone who thinks we should object?
I'm saying we just should support it. I mean, it's under permitted development, they can put what they like on there if it's under permitted development, whether we like it or we don't. So just, do we like the gate or not? I've not got a problem with the gate, let's support it.
Okay, well, no one speaks against the recommendation to approve, therefore can we approve the officer's recommendation? Those in favour, please show. Is that an abstention, Councillor Archer, or did I just not see you?
I said agree.
I asked for people to show. Sorry, no. I'm sticking to show. After a problem in another area committee, I'm asking for hands up on everything, please. So let's try again. Those in favour of approving the officer's recommendation. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Item 6. Right, 13 Barnhall Road. This time, again, no speaker on this presentation.
Thank you, Chairman. The application is for the demolition of an existing bungalow and garage and outbuilding on the site, and to construct 2 4-bed detached dwellings and detached garages. Here we have the application on site, aged in red. And here we have a proposed block plan to show the dwellings. This is an existing floor plan showing the existing dwelling on the site, and you've got the existing elevations. This plan shows the plot one, the floor ground floor plan and first floor plan. And here we have plot one showing the elevations, the front and side. This plan shows plot 2, again floor plan, ground floor plan, first floor. And here we have the elevation drawings of the of plot 2. This slide shows the elevation of plot 2, which was refused under application 17/00233. And this block plan shows again the refused plot, and it was primarily aimed at plot 2 on the site. As I said, the applications of resubmission following recent refusal, and the main difference between the refused application and the current application is the points are listed at 3.1.8 of the report, which relates to plot 2. In this current application, it's considered that the amendment made to plot 2 in this application has addressed the previous reasons for refusal, and therefore the officers recommend for approval. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. I do have one just quick query before we start. I note the occupants of 17 Barnhall Road are now, well, certainly less unhappy than they were, but note that they're keen to ensure the roof lights are positioned above eye level. Can I have your view on whether this has been satisfied?
Yes, Yes, the roof line's now positioned 1.8 metres above the roof slope.
Thank you. So, board members, that's you and me, Councillor Banfield.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chairman. As the developer has amended the plan and the neighbour has no objection now, I don't see any problem with it. So, go with the officer's recommendation.
I'm inclined to agree. Does any member have an opposite view? Councillor Bass.
I was just going to ask, I mean, contrary to your new system, surely I'm allowed to ask a question or two.
Yes, you're allowed to ask a question, Councillor Bass.
The concern was, if I recall with this one, the plot number 17 Barnhall Road. Now, and the fact of the overbearing appearance against that, can we be shown on the new plan and the old plan how much plot 2 has moved in order to alleviate that problem that we've perceived at the last meeting, or the last time this was considered? We refused it on the adverse effect on the living conditions of the occupiers of number 17 Barnhall Road. That was the reason for refusal now. Has it been moved back forward or further forward or what to alleviate those conditions? Because it's not awfully clear.
It's actually sideways by, I believe, a metre, unless one of the...
So it's further away from...
It is.
1.6. 1.6
metres, I think it's
1.6 metres is not much.
Yes. A further 0.6 from the boundary, that's 5.3.5.
And the officers are satisfied that that sort of distance is enough to alleviate this concern that we have.
Yeah. Through you, Chairman, yeah, that must be considered alongside with the changes to the design, as well as previously this site here had a projection there that was closer as well, and obviously the current one removes that, so we consider the two things together to overcome that concern.
Thank you, members. So in that case, those in favour of approving the planning application in line with the officer's recommendation, please show. Those against? Abstentions? Okay, got that, Mrs. Overton? Thank you. Right, agenda item 7. Again, there's no speaker, so if we can have our presentation, please.
Thank you, Chairman. The application relates to the variation of condition 9 that was approved last year for a stable block and menage for domestic purposes. Condition 9 relates to external lighting, and this is discussed in 3.14 and 3.5 of the report. Here we have the location plan of the site. Location plan, and this is the block plan showing the stable block that was approved with the menage to the north. And this plan shows the drainage and landscaping works, and this plan here shows the lighting, low level lighting under the canopy of the stable block, and then there's one security light to this flank wall of the stable. Here we have the elevational drawings of the stable block. Because of the sighting of the external lighting under the canopy, it's not shown on this plan. But here we've got the X marks the security light to the flank of the building. Here we have the aerial photo of the site, and here the stable block's going to be positioned here, and the menage is going to be here. And this is the site photos looking across to across the application site. The Environment Health has been consulted with this planning application, and they've raised no objection to the installation of the external form of illumination. And as such, the officer is recommending for approval. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Sisman. It's your patch. Does anyone take a contrary view? Anyone have a question, Councillor Bass?
I have a question.
Thank you, Councillor Bass.
We obviously made it a condition that there should be no lighting. We're now saying there is lighting, if I've read this correctly. So are we stipulating a time for this lighting to be used? would it not be appropriate to say that there should be hours when it can be used? You know, we don't want this lighting on at, do we want this lighting on at 1 o'clock in the morning?
You might do, yeah.
It's not in the menage. I understood it was, because this is all, because we've got all these details. But it's only the
stone.
I beg your pardon.
Okay, those in favour of agreeing the officer's recommendation to approve, that's everybody. Well, Councillor Archer has come in as an afterthought. Thank you, Councillor Archer. Okay, moving on to item 8. There is a speaker on this one, but could we have the presentation first, please?
Thank you, Chairman. The application is for the is an outline plan application with all matters reserved for the demolition of a former pack. Oh, gosh, what's happened? Of the former packing house outbuildings, removal of a mobile home, and the construction of a one self-built and custom-built dwelling. Here we have the location plan. This is the where the outbuilding, the packing shed, is currently located, and this is the block plan submitted in support of the application. Here we have a photo of the site, the access point to the, into the site, and the bottom two photos shows the existing packing shed, and there's more photos of the packing shed. This photo below here was taken from the east to west direction, standing from the access of the site. And this photo here shows the mobile home to be removed. Here we have is an application that was refused, and which was presented to members a few committees ago. This was the application site here. And here we have the packing shed here, and this was the dwelling that was going to be proposed on that site. So the proposal, as discussed, was to remove the redundant outbuildings and mobile home and to construct a one self-build and custom-built dwelling. The outbuildings that's currently on site are rural in nature and relates well to the character and appearance of the area. A new dwelling on the site would urbanise the site by reserving domestic paraphernalia and visual impact on the countryside, contrary to policies. In support of the application, the applicant has made reference to the General Permitted Development Order and the fallback position, and this was discussed in the report in paragraph 5.82. However, in this instance, no assessments of the General Permitted Development Order has been undertaken, or the outbuildings have been inspected in any depth to ascertain whether they would even benefit from prior approval. In the absence of an approved prior approval, the fallback position would be considered of limited weight when determining this planning application. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. And our speaker is Mr. Legree, if you care to come forward. I know you know the rules, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please make yourself comfortable. Please do use the microphone, and you have 2 minutes from when you begin to speak.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairman. Good evening, members. Members may recall we had this application back in March, and there was concern with the scheme from members with the large dwelling to the right-hand side, to the east of the site. There was also one or two concerns about the design of the building that we suggested for illustrative purposes only at that stage. So that's been removed from this application. So it is purely an application for consideration of a dwelling on a site which, if members see the plan that's actually submitted with this application rather than the previous one on the screen, that shows that the development is virtually at the moment 100% of the site. So the scheme is to remove all those buildings and to place one building, one dwelling, in lieu of that. The comments I've had in terms of the officer's report is in respect of their conclusion of paragraph 3.21. The officers are suggesting that the buildings contribute positively to the character and appearance of the area. I think that really is the concern in this instance. The buildings, certainly in my view, do not contribute positively to the character of the area. We're suggesting the removal made by at least two members at that meeting back in March. So my client's taken on board those comments, and the application now, not the plan you've got in front of you, but the application now is to place the new dwelling on top of those existing buildings. It's a direct replacement of those buildings. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right, members, I believe this is your patch, Councillor Sisson, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. And it says member calling, so I'm assuming that's Councillor Keyes, because I don't recall calling this one in.
I can confirm, yes, it was.
It was, okay. I have to say, it's kind of coming back to me now, this application from March. And so, certainly, I had thought when I read through the report that that there wasn't any reason to disagree with the officers on this, but actually, this is coming back to me, the existing site. And I do recall us spending some time on this before, and could officers just clarify exactly what has changed between the previous application and this one, and what were the reasons we refused it last time?
Sorry, thank you. So this is the application site for this current application, and the change is that this was the previous outline that was presented to members in March, and this was the application site.
I'm sorry, so you're back to the existing one?
Sorry.
So it's a different site.
It's a different site, yes. Sorry,
okay, but it's still not the whole blue area, it's half of the blue area. And what was the issue last time?
The items being removed, not being part of the site or something, or am I thinking of another application?
Through you, Chairman, if my memory recalls, I think you're correct. There was part of the issue, one of the things was that the applicant said they would remove the structures on site, but it wasn't part of the application site, but that wasn't really a material consideration either way. It was just that something was mentioned in discussion, it wasn't in the officer's report material consideration.
So it was in the context of kind of development game potentially, or planning game from that being removed. Okay, I think this is a site, if this was an outstanding, architectural significance or something, then I think it's one of those sites that might be sensible for that. But in the context of the site that I see at the moment in the planning application, it's difficult to object to the officer's recommendation.
Thank you. Is there a contrary view, or are there any questions?
Can I just ask what the relevance is of the fact that the removal of a mobile home within the area of Edge Blue? I don't really see, where is that? I thought that was up near the house, the house known as Hawthorns. Because we had this argument about the caravan before, and I think Councillor Keyes was trying to, make reference to the caravan, but I think we agreed in the end it wasn't on the site, and it isn't on the site now, I don't believe it, because the officer says it's within the area Edge Blue, which is not technically the site, is it? So I can't really see the relevance of the caravan.
Could you help us with that?
Mobile home, whatever it's called.
Right. In the previous application, there were caravan that was located approximately here on the site. But at the back of this building here, around approximately here, there is a redundant, an old caravan or our home, which is this thing here.
Okay. That's not occupied.
No.
Councillor Miss White.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've only got one query. Would this not be classed as a brownfield site if it's been used for packaging?
Dear Chairman, if I remember correctly, we discussed this quite extensively last time. Potentially, no, because the site is an agricultural field, and packaging in relation to an agricultural use can still be agricultural. So, as we said last time, with the information in front of us and the law use of the site or lack of planning history, we would say no, the site is not previously developed land.
Members, oh, Councillor
Bass again.
Could I just make
a point, Madam Chairman, before we, it's not really relevant necessarily to the decision we're about to make, but this question of this report, which is quite a detailed report, but if you go to 7.1, you've got Great Braxton Parish Council, they obviously need some sort of, do they ever come to our Parish Council training courses, because it sounds as if they don't. But then on 7.2 and 7.3, we've got the statutory authorities, no reply at the time of the writing, no reply at the time of the writing, fair enough, so what? But then we come to our own internal consultees, and I know I've raised this before, environmental health, labour and livability, economic development, no reply at the time. And then it says a comment will be received in the members' update. Well, there isn't a members' update on this item, so presumably there is just no comment. Now, we really need, I'm sure Mrs. Channing will take this up as chairman of PNL, because, you know, this is not helpful. If there is no comment, then they must say no comment, not just
not
default. So I think we really ought to need to look at this. And okay. if you're not going to comment, let's just not consult with them. You know, they're within this building. Surely they can manage to reply.
Mrs. Channel.
Well, just the same, Madam Chairman, I have noticed that myself. I've got a note on my papers and speak to Mr. Lee afterwards, because I think it could be an agenda item at a certain meeting that's coming
exactly
up.
You could. Ms. Chung, did you have anything to add or comment? No? Are we happy? Okay. So, members, we have a recommendation for refusal, which I'm going to propose as nobody else has. Those in favour of the officer's recommendation to refuse. Those against. Sorry, that's one, sorry. That's it then, the application is refused, thank you. And next item, other area planning and related matters. Anyone have any questions on those? Anyone? Okay. Moving on, item 10, any other items of business the chairman of the committee decides are urgent? There are none, and I close the meeting with thanks to all officers and members of the public at 8:08.